As the world accelerates its energy transition and demand for clean, reliable power grows, our nation has a unique opportunity to expand its role as a responsible supplier of heavyweight minerals, such as uranium, while safeguarding the environment that sustains us. The Cabinet's decisive engagement on creating a clearer, more conducive framework for mining, including in sensitive or previously restricted areas, signals a balanced approach, which allows us to prioritize economic benefits for communities while insisting on the highest and most uncompromisable standards of environmental scrutiny, safety, and ethics. Responsible mining is not a slogan. It is a national imperative. For decades, our country has demonstrated that resource extraction and environmental protection can, and must, go hand in hand. Our existing uranium operations in the Erongo region have operated under rigorous oversight, contributing significantly to the gross domestic product, jobs, and foreign exchange. Extending this ethos to new frontiers, including areas of high ecological sensitivity, allows our communities long dependent on limited economic options to share in the prosperity of the minerals beneath their land. When Cabinet steps in to provide policy clarity, it removes uncertainty that deters investment and delays benefits. We must commend the current administration and all its doings to ensure that communities benefit from the resources through beneficiation and value addition. Mining in such areas can proceed only under the strictest conditions: independent environmental impact assessments, continuous monitoring, transparent reporting, and full adherence to ethical and international standards. For our dearest country, this is not a lowering of the bar. If anything, it's raising it. Nowhere is this opportunity clearer than with In-Situ Leach, ISL, mining at Leonardville in the Amahek region. ISL is a proven method used successfully for decades in the extraction of uranium. It accounts for a substantial share of global uranium production. Unlike conventional open pit or underground mining, ISL leaves the ore body largely in place. A carefully controlled leaching solution is circulated through wells to dissolve the uranium, which is then pumped to the surface for processing in a closed-loop system. The surface footprint remains minimal, with no massive pits and no large waste rock dumps, preserving the landscape for agriculture and other uses. Lessons from operations like Russia's Dalar mine show that agriculture and mining can coexist when managed with precision and accountability. For Namibia, Leonardville offers more than economic potential. It provides a rare chance to generate detailed, site-specific radionuclide data and scientific knowledge under real operating conditions. Through carefully regulated pilot testing and eventual production, we can build a robust local body of information on groundwater behavior, radiation management, and long-term aquifer restoration. This knowledge will strengthen our regulatory capacity for the future and position Namibia as a leader in science-based decision-making on uranium and mineral recovery. The world is transitioning towards low-carbon energy systems in which nuclear power plays an indispensable role. Namibia, already a significant uranium producer, must not stand still. We must allow science, not fear or ideology, to lead. The method exists. The expertise is available internationally. Environmental protection has long echoed through Namibia's mining sector, from strategic environmental assessments to strict radiation and water regulations. The three interconnected issues of economic opportunity, community benefit, and environmental integrity are no exception. By insisting on rigorous groundwater protection plans, public health safeguards, ethical labor standards, community engagement, and post-mining restoration, we uphold the values that have guided our resource sector. The administration's leadership in getting independent international advice for ISL mining and responsible development in sensitive areas demonstrates confidence that Namibia can manage this carefully. The path forward is encouraging. With clear policy direction, science at the center, and uncompromising environmental and ethical standards, ISL mining at Leonardville and similar projects can deliver lasting benefit. In a scenario where the mine receives its drilling permits, jobs and skills for local communities, fiscal revenues for national development, and new knowledge that strengthens our stewardship of land and water will be the order of the day. Namibia has repeatedly shown the world that it can extract value from its resources while protecting what matters most. Let us continue that tradition with confidence, clarity, and care. The opportunity is here. Science is ready. Namibia is prepared to lead. Dylan Mukorali writes about sustainable community development and development finance.